Welcome back, folks. It's your boy Looch Dog hanging out with you in the morning. Channel TTR Studios on YouTube. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Let's get to what happened. Very selfish wedding. Guest. The wedding was awesome. The bride and groom had a great time. And the guest... Look, it's always out of love, so I'm not actually...
Is this the one that was telling you vendors where stuff goes?
No, but this was equally bad. You remember that story? I told that on the air. For the listeners who don't know what he's talking about, I told a story where this guy just wanted to be in air conditioning.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't going there
again. Oh, my God. He just wanted to be in air conditioning while we were setting up the reception. Everybody else was in the cocktail hour, and this guy came into the reception while it was just us setting up, like the vendors setting up, and he kept telling everybody where to put stuff. It was like unbelievable. He's like, yeah, that should go over there, though. I think that would look better over there. And we're all like, thanks a lot.
Shut your mouth, guy.
Again, been planning this out for a year. Just continue to remember that. A year. All right? So what happens is they're giving the toasts. Now, the father of the bride is going to give a welcome speech. This is not the toast. I'm sorry. It's not the toasts. So if you go to a wedding, typically what happens is you're gonna do the cocktail hour, and then it's the grand entrance to the reception where I play a song, you know, basically like this. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your bridal party of the evening. If you would, please get on your hands and feet. Clap your hands. Sorry, I'm in radio mode right now.
Get up on your hands and feet.
And welcome Mr. and Mrs., you know, blah, 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 whatever. Everybody goes nuts. And then they come in and I say, all right, now grab your cameras, everybody, as I like to invite the happy couple to the dance floor for their first dance. I fade out the tunes and everybody goes, oh, and they get their cameras out and they do their first dance. Okay, awesome. Now, after that, there's usually some sort of welcome speech by either the pastor or the officiant or the father of the bride. Who's going to say, hey, everybody, thanks so much for coming out. Look at that. Florida even showed up. Oh, my God. We got California, Nebraska. All everybody's represented.
We got people from Canada here.
It's amazing. How about that? And then, okay, everybody, make sure manja, have a great time. Boom. Because we're hungry, man. We're looking at the salad. Potts, this salad was served. You're a food guy. The salad was served before anybody even came into the reception. Okay, so they're still at cocktail hour. We put the salads on the plate, and all we're expecting is... Ladies and gentlemen, I announce to you this couple, a quick 2-minute dance, and a 30-second speech. We should be eating within 5 minutes.
Yep.
Right.
So the father of the bride comes up to give the welcome speech after the dance. And of course, everybody's just, the salad is right there on the table for everyone. And he's got a full page, single space typed out. I can see it.
Start eating your salad. Yes. The answer is yes.
I have nothing against what the father of the bride. This is not who I'm upset with. Okay. It's his wedding. He's paying for it.
True.
You say whatever you want, sir.
You can start pointing at people and tell them to fuck off.
Yeah. And again, I am not speaking negatively about any of the people other than this one guest who did what happened. So what I'm saying is this guy gets up. He's got a full page and it's single space, dude. And before he gets into it, he says, you know, I have some things that I'd like to say to you guys. And he's older. He's an older gentleman. So he's speaking a little slowly. And he says, I would like to have a few words with you. But before I do, I'd actually like to invite blah, 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 the father of the groom to say a few words. And everybody goes, oh, my God. And oh, that's so wonderful. And the father of the groom comes up and he's now handed the microphone. And the father of the bride steps back 3 feet. And he gives him this space, which I thought was really, really, really kind of cool.
Okay.
That doesn't typically happen. Like, that's neat. The groom's family usually kind of gets the shaft at the wedding, to be honest with you. Right? That their time is at the rehearsal dinner. So, anyway, the father of the groom is, like, giving me a microphone. He's going, man, and he is not going to stop for at least 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
He went for 10 minutes.
About what?
Talking about
love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is.
Absolutely. And how great his son is and how happy he is, how that he found this woman and how glad they are to have her in the family now and that he's a part of it. It was beautiful. Like, let's be honest. This is not what I'm complaining about. But I will say
people
were starting to get a little antsy.
Yeah. That prime rib is getting cold in the back.
The prime rib's getting cold in the back. The salad's starting to wilt. And oh, by the way, father of the bride, who's got a full single space page, still hasn't gotten to it yet.
So wait, these people have a salad sitting in front of them, and they're all, I mean, that's just inconsiderate and completely fucking,
Okay, just like social etiquette fail. Now, hold on.
Come on, man, we're trying to eat.
You're thinking from the guest standpoint.
So who's
also,
the selfish wedding guest here?
Is it us or Potts? Exactly. because truth of the matter is, Potts, if you're, when your baby girl comes out and she gets married one day and you drop 15, if you drop 15 grand on this wedding, I'm pretty sure you're going to have those people eat their salad whenever you're done talking.
Please.
Yeah, but I'm going, but it's all about showmanship. You say something, I want to be, I would put work into it. I'd be funny. I'd be witty, but it's all about keeping it short and compact too.
Two to four minutes. I mean,
there's a method to the madness. You don't just fucking ramble on for 10 minutes. Obviously, no matter how entertaining you are, people are going to get bored.
You probably stole the good points from the fucking father of the bride's.
Again,
anyway.
I'm not trying to denigrate any of these people, but I see this every wedding. And this is how the typical guest thinks. It's like, guys, come on. I want to eat this salad.
Tell me someone stood up and goes, I gotta poop.
No, I mean at that point, that's coming. All right.
But the problem is it's not about that. Like you're inviting people, they're probably spent a lot of money on a wedding present, they're coming on their day off, they're traveling, some people have to get a hotel room. So no, I'm sorry, it's not just about the bride. You have to take these people into consideration that have taken time out of their fucking lives to be there. I mean, sorry.
So it's a
two-way street.
Okay, I love that. Now, I get that, okay? Most brides and grooms also get that, to be honest with you. And this couple got that. This couple was so fucking cool. Like, they were the coolest, man. They were awesome. You know, I just really respect this couple and their family. I'm not talking anything about these parents who started talking for a while. It was a little bit long, but that happens sometimes. That happens. Okay. So father of the groom finishes his thing, then turns it back over to the father of the bride who goes through his full single space page. At this point, we're about 20 minutes behind already. This is a timeline that we have put together that's been talked about for a year. And it's put together in a way so that the bride and groom can make sure that they don't miss out on anything in the night. If you don't have a time set on how things are going to happen, you know, 7 o'clock, enter the reception, 7:15, welcome toast, 7:20, salads, not 7:45. Now we've got to shave some time off because otherwise they're going to lose some of their dancing time. And all this bride and groom, all the bride wanted to do was just dance her ass off all night. That was really important to her. So I want to make sure to provide that. And a lot of times it means I have to say, hey, listen, we're running a little bit late. Would you like to start doing this now so that we can optimize our dancing time? Because I know that's important to you. Like, I'm running this wedding. Okay? So now that we're about 30 minutes behind and we haven't even gotten to the salads yet, I'm freaking out. Yeah. I'm freaking out. Like, that's where I'm at. Okay? Now, we get to the point where we have to give the toasts. The toasts. We've all eaten our dinner now.
God.
Yeah. Now we've all eaten dinner.
Okay.
Now we've all eaten our dinner. Okay. So finally, that's over. We eat our dinner, and we get to the point where now we're eating. Where it's time for the toast, and it's only two toasts, and one of them was like 30 seconds. It was awesome. The groom's brother got up, and he was like, "I am not the best speaker. I will just say that I have never been more proud of my brother in his life. Everybody, put your hands up in the air with a glass and just toast this man." And this woman, congratulations, you too. Like, it was, okay, great.
Boom.
Boom.
I don't really understand the whole I'm proud of you thing, too. It's like you're getting married. You haven't actually accomplished anything. Like, you could be proud of someone after they've been married for 5 years. But anyway, that's a side note. It's like, what are you proud of that he met some girl?
That he survived.
He's going to lock his dick in a jar for the next rest of his life. Congrats. Good job, buddy.
It's more like this is the one time where it's appropriate to say it other than a funeral.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like this is the event where we're supposed to give our warm fuzzies about each other. My dad is supposed to get up and say how proud he is of me and go on for 10 minutes. That's appropriate.
Right. Now, it'll happen one day, Luch. Don't worry.
What's not appropriate is that now that we are about a half an hour behind, which means if we don't start shaving some things off or really starting to move along, they're going to miss like a third of their dancing time. Because they're only dancing for like an hour and a half. Right? So, okay, during the toast of the next girl to go, the guy went 30 seconds, then the bridesmaid gets up and she goes, and some dude comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, man," and this is while she's giving the toast. He's at the DJ booth. "Hey, man, are we ever going to get back to toasts at any point in the night? And I just went, probably not, man. And he goes, oh, okay. We were really hoping to say something. You think we could say something real quick? And I was like, oh, honestly, at this point, probably not, bud. Like, we've really got to get on. Like, we're already about 30 minutes behind. Like, I'm so sorry, but we've got this, like, we've got to get going here. But I'm sure you could, you know, go talk to the bride on your own. Like, just go talk to her.
Signups ended.
Signups for karaoke ended at 4 p.m. Thank you. So what happens is he goes, he's very nice about it. And he goes, okay. I get it.
Is this guy in love with the bride or something?
No, he's about 45. Not that it matters, but he's about, just to paint the picture, 45-year-old white guy.
I really wanted
starting to get a little salt and pepper in his hair.
Started. I've did that at 30.
Oh, look at this beard, dude. I'll tell you what. Anyway, so the toasts are over, Potts. And remember, dancing is a really big thing to this bride, so I want to make sure to pack this fucking dance floor. I am not playing checkers with this. I am playing chess. I am not playing a song individually. I'm thinking three moves ahead. This is a song that goes well with the next one and then the next one after that.
Luch admitted yesterday he's never finished a game of chess.
I have not, but I play musical chess every weekend. Oh, I thought a sound was coming there. I was clearing the space.
Oh,
there.
Sorry.
So here's what happened. I'm playing this. I know how to pack a dance floor within two songs. Really, the first song usually. But within three songs, I've got you figured out because of what I'm doing in order. Okay? And so there's a lot of thought to this. And this is why I charge what I charge. Because I know what I'm doing. And I'm going to provide it for you night in and night out. And so I don't overcharge. You should pay the rate for me because I'm going to kill it for you. But there's nothing I can do in this situation if this happens. Because when I'm talking to my brides and grooms, I say to them, are you ever going to have a break in the dance floor? What do you mean? Well, once we open up the dance floor, are we ever going to have to stop it? Like to do a cake cutting or a bouquet and a garter toss? Oh, yeah, we'd like to do that. Okay, great. One break. Let's do it all together. We're going to do your cake cutting, and then I'm going to invite you to the dance floor to do your bouquet and your garter, and that's the only break in the middle of the dance floor, because no matter how good I am, the more you tell people to get off the dance floor for a few minutes, the more opportunities you're giving them to realize they can leave right now. It's like a casino. A casino will never say to you, hey, why don't you just go have a smoke break outside real quick?
Right. No clocks, no windows.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm trapping you on that dance floor. And when I realize that you need a break, it's my job to give you one with a slow song. It's not my job to give you one by saying, why don't you go sit down and have some cake? Right?
Right.
So this is all my mindset. And we have gone through this conversation. She goes, no breaks in the dance floor. We're not even doing a cake cutting. Once you open up that dance floor, rip it, dude. Let's have some fun.
Okay.
Awesome.
Can I just say, I'm slowly getting more and more infuriated as you're telling the story. Because I feel like
someone to really
I
fuck
know.
Up.
I like feel like I know where it's going and I'm getting.
And we're at that point.
Anxiety.
And now we're at that point.
Because
I want you guys to feel the building anxiety with that I'm feeling in this moment because all of this backstory. So now we get to the point where after this bridesmaid is done toasting, ripping the dance floor, and I have the three songs ready to start it. I am so pumped and I'm ready to go. I say after her toast, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been excited. The dance floor is officially open. Boom. I play the first song. I'm not telling you because I'm not giving it away. But
the first song, you want to tell us the first song?
No, I will not, because other DJs may be listening. I'm not giving out my tricks. However,
all right, fair enough. I am interested to know it, so, but whatever. I hear you.
It's different per.
Luch is going to DJ his own wedding now.
I am probably going to. Can I tell you something? And this will get into the next segment. That would make me so much more comfortable than having to dance. I'd so much rather DJ than have to dance. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So I start the first song and it kills. I play the second song and it's murdering. I've got a packed dance floor.
What's happening?
The wedding coordinator comes up to me and says, hey, somebody would like to give a quick toast.
Fuck no. You have to say no, dude. You have
Sign-ups
to say no.
Ended at 4. Sorry.
So I said to her, oh.
Did you talk with a bride and groom?
This is exactly how I said this to her. Oh, that's the worst idea we could do right now. Listen, I'm just venting to you. I'm not saying we can't do it right now, but please don't make me do this. Please don't do this.
I've already talked to the guest and told him no. You have to clear it with the bride if you want me to do a break. The bride has specifically said no breaks. I'm sorry, man. You got to lay down the fucking law.
Potts, I love how Potts assumes that that's not where I'm going.
I am angry right now already. I'm serious. I am like fucking pissed. I hate situations like this. I fucking hate it.
How dare he get a no from dad and he goes to mom. He goes to mom and asks for me.
Exactly. You stupid motherfucker. How dare he? You dumb motherfucker.
So the coordinator, I said to her, please, listen, I'm doing this meticulously, all right? That we just opened up the dance floor. If you do that now and it's already running late, it's like 9:15, I'm telling you, you're going to lose people. If you stop them right now, we've only had two songs. You're setting a precedent. Go out to the dance floor, dance two songs, and then leave the dance floor. Don't do this. This is a whole subliminal thing, and this is why I'm so good at this. Please don't do this to me right now. And she's like, they really want to give a toast and they want to do it now because all the kids are starting to leave. And I said, okay, listen, you have to go. Okay,
no,
you
have Luch, to, say I, the I, fucking I, word
whoa.
No.
Whoa.
I said, okay, listen, you have to clear it with the bride. I'll do it if the bride says it's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Because Jesus. I get graded on this dance floor.
Right. Right.
Okay. So I'm not here. I love to people please, but I'm bride pleasing at this point. Yep. And bride wants a packed dance floor. And guess what? Bride is out on the dance floor spinning and twirling.
Tell me, go to the bride right now and ask her a question.
You go and ask her. I'm not doing it.
Fucking wedding. The wedding coordinator went to the bride in the middle of the fucking dance floor. Are you serious?
No, she didn't want to do that. So she chooses to go to dad instead of mom. And she goes over to the groom who wants nothing to do with dancing the entire night. And she asks the groom if he's okay with it. And the groom's response to her... The groom now looks up at me and we're across the room and we're having hand conversations where he goes, well, what do you think with his hands? What do you think? Are you okay with it? And I go, if you're okay with it, then I'm okay with it.
No, dude.
It's the
groom.
You should
have been like, no, I can't.
I would have pointed at the bride. I would have pointed at the bride and said,
yeah,
and put my thumb up midways.
This is where you're putting the DJ in an awful position here.
Yeah. But that's your job, Luch. Like you said, first off, it's your dance floor. Second off, you know what the bride wants, and it's all about the bride. A wedding has nothing to do with the fucking groom. It has to do with the bride. That is a fucking fail if you let that happen, man. That is a fucking fail.
No,
there is zero excuse. Exactly what Belly said. You should have pointed to the bride and been like, you go talk to your fucking wife, you dumb fucker.
How about you go there and dance, motherfucker?
Right. Yeah. I would prefer if we would not. She's probably been thinking about this day since she was fucking 2 years old, you dumb fucks.
All right. I would like it if we did not curse out my clients.
I know.
I appreciate
whatever. I'm defending the bride, so I'm sure she doesn't mind.
Yes. And remember, at the end of this story, they had a wonderful wedding. Nothing was wrong in their eyes. I'm frustrated.
I'm having a horrible morning right now, so I don't know how they had a wonderful wedding. I am on edge right now.
All right. Get to the point where you let him do this speech.
All I wanted to say is that I appreciate you because you have a production mindset. So do I. And we're realizing how much better it could have been if this didn't happen. It's for any potential clients out there. They had a blast and the bride enjoyed this. But what happens is, dude.
So you stopped?
I said, okay, the groom said to the coordinator, whatever he said, she comes over to me and she says, the groom says, please don't curse him out.
I know.
The groom says, you know what? Everybody could probably use a break on the dance floor anyway. And I'm like, that's my job to decide, not your job to decide. I give you a break with a slow song that keeps you out there. Okay. All right. Who's the lady that's going to give this toast? Who's doing it? And she goes, oh, it's that lady right over there. I say, is she in the room at least? Because I'm not stopping this unless she's here. Yeah, she's right there. She's in the black dress. I said, okay, go get her. We have 30 seconds. She goes, what do you mean? I said, the song is over. I'm pointing it. The song's over in 30 seconds. You need to go get her. And she goes, oh, okay. And she goes over to the lady, and you could see the ladies, like, you could see what they're saying to each other is basically the lady saying, oh, now? Well, like right now? Well, I don't know if I'm ready now. And I look at the lady, and I go, you got 10 seconds. And so she brings the lady over here. And the lady is looking around like, there's my husband who is the first person that came over to me and asked if we could give the toast. The son was asking for his mother. So, all right, fine. She finds him. She takes the microphone. She goes out to the middle of the dance floor because I have to tell everybody, Jesus. All right, hold on a second. We've got a few more words that'd like to be said. I'll get to the dancing in just a second. She takes the wireless mic out to the middle of the dance floor, puts her arm around the bride, and gives a very heartfelt speech, which was beautiful. But you lost a third of the wedding. Everybody left after that.
How long was it, the speech?
6 minutes.
Jeez. It's like fucking...
You see how I was holding my tongue there?
Go ahead.
Literally physically holding my tongue. It's because... No, you ruined everything. It's just...
There's nothing that I can do in that situation to help.
Yeah, there was.
Except for not let it happen. But let me tell you something, dude.
Nope.
That lady is going to... The audacity to like continue to ask and get into the schedule where we've been working on this for a year. I've got the bride's interest at hand. The groom's okayed it. If I still say no, I'm kind of a dick at that point. And that lady is going to complain.
The groom okayed it because you approached it wrong. You let it be the groom's decision.
Because you communicated across the room.
Tell the groom to go to the bride.
Can I maybe get a little defensive and have you say, I have a little bit more of experience here. Maybe I have to use a little bit more judgment.
You said yourself that stopping the dance. I mean, I'm going based on what you said. Stopping the dance floor is fucking suicide. That entire event is a grade for you. So you let a groom decide how you're going to conduct the party. You said it's not his job, it's your job. I would have been like, no, man. I would have been like, I would have either said talk to the bride, or you should have said no. Yeah. Like, he asked your opinion, and you said if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. You should have said fuck no. And so, he would have been like, no. I mean, he asked your opinion, Luch. It's not like he said do it, and then if he said do it without asking your opinion, you kind of got to do it. But he asked you.
I would say Luch is. He's doing his best there in the situation at hand.
Yeah, I know. It's a shitty situation.
My public service announcement is, if you're at a wedding, if you're not on the docket to speak, you don't get to. It's not an event that you can just...
Yeah, shut the
fuck up. It's not an open mic that you can go up there anytime you want, tell a few jokes, and get a few laughs. No, this,
Luch, can you start saying something?
Go ahead.
Can you say something now in your meetings leading up to these weddings? Can you say, look, I have had several situations, and give them an example. If
he
this
does
happens,
that. He
I
does
am
that.
Going. How do you want me to
he
handle?
Absolutely.
I
does.
Do, I, okay, so that's a good point.
And tell your wedding coordinator, no. Do you want me to? You know, who's in charge here?
He absolutely.
I certainly do that. And the reason that I was saying give me a break here, because I'm using judgment, is because I know this bride and groom to be super laid back AF. Like, they are as laid back as it gets, and I knew it wasn't going to bother them. It bothered me because I realize how wrong this is and how selfish it is to do this.
Yeah, it is.
But they're still going to have a great night. Now, if I knew that this bride was like super meticulous and wanted to really hammer out the timeline and stick to it, no chance I would have let it. I would have been like, no. Trust me. Groom, come over here. Let me explain to you how you're not going to sleep on the couch tonight.
I think your superpower is also your blessing is your curse, because what makes you so great at these weddings is because you care and you're so nice. What
I think he connects with a lot of the people he works with
is because
very
you're
well.
So nice.
Yeah.
I think Luch is in this right portion is he connects really well with the people he works with. He
obviously
finds a way to really connect with them. If he feels like they can, if they're calm and they can handle something like that, I think that they absolutely will like break it off.
I knew it wasn't going to ruin their night. It was only going to ruin my night and Pox's morning.
Morning. I hate you.
They had a blast. It was an awesome wedding, and we're going to do anniversary beers in a year. So I can't wait. It's just I wanted to bring that up so that you learn a little bit today. If you're a guest at a wedding, make sure that you realize that you're a part of the production. Nobody goes up to the play that they're watching and says, "Hey, can I get a line?"
No one gets to go to a sporting event and say, "I get to go in for a play."
Yeah,
right?
Get out of here. We'll do a lot more fun when we get back. Well, don't you want to do dancing or resting bitch face or catfishing?
Today's episode is named Dancing Queen.
All right, we'll get to both of them. We'll do at least dancing. Belly got catfished and he called it from the first sentence. So
first
we'll do
sentence.
All of it next. Right here at Luch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.